Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a licensed therapist and the host of the show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I have a very special guest and a very, very interesting, and I would say one of the most trending things that are going on in the mental health community right now, and that's with ketamine therapy. So whether you're a clinician who may be interested in learning more and maybe getting trained in that in your practice, or maybe you just want to know more and learn more, or maybe that's your next step with your mental health. Maybe you've read about it and studied it a little more. Well, this is the episode for you. My special guest today is Sharon Niv. She is a doctorate in cognitive psychologist, and she explores how contemplative and therapeutic methods can reshape mental wellness. She's a co-founder and VP of patient programming at Joyous PBC, and we're going to be talking about ketamine treatment-assisted psychotherapy. Sharon, welcome to the show.
It's so nice to have a chance to talk with you today. Really appreciate the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm really, really interested in learning more about how this can help people, because we read it, we do see the results, we hear about the results of ketamine therapy, and now we get to talk to an expert. And I want you to just kind of share with us first. Before we get into the heart of it, let's talk a little bit just about you and give us a personal background of you.
Absolutely. So my name's Sharon. My background is in cognitive psychology and some neuroscience as well. And in graduate school, I became really interested in the science of happiness and the science of meditation as well. So that's what we're calling contemplative science, contemplative background. And over the years, I became more and more convinced that to help people really experience a psycho-spiritual side of themselves that they may not have access to because societally they just weren't exposed to that is a really key component of healing. And over the years, I looked for different ways to try that out. I had a VR company I started that actually was meant to help people ease their chronic pain through a mirror box paradigm, but we incorporated many kind of more spiritual, my co-founder was a Buddhist, components into that as well. There were other projects I had, but then at one point, the chairman of Joyous, my current company, did suggest that I join him in starting out this project, Joyous PBC, Public Benefits Corporation. And at first, I wasn't completely sure that medicine was the path that I wanted to commit to, but very quickly realized that I was actually quite agnostic on what the tool was, as long as the outcomes were pronounced in their benefit. And I was blown out of the water, like quite right away by what I was seeing. So one thing to know about Joyous is that there are other telehealth companies out there prescribing higher dose psychedelic levels of ketamine. And there is actually a debate about whether ketamine is psychedelic or not, because it works in a very different mechanism than what you might think of as classic psychedelics like LSD or psilocybin mushrooms. It is not serotonergic, which they are. It works more on the glutamate and GABA systems. That said, while I'm not interested in the debate of whether or not it's psychedelic, I will tell you that the higher dose experience is very visual. It's very psychedelic. It's very like exotic from the default state of being. And the doses that we're prescribing are not that. They are what's known as psycholytic, which is just a word that means a lower dose of the same psychedelic medicine. But the experience itself is very, very different than what you might get with higher dose ketamine. And there's a place for higher dose ketamine for sure. But I'd like to make the audience like very clear on what the niche is for the low dose stuff. And we talked about how we love stories. I can sort of tell a story to start to illustrate maybe what the potential benefit here is. I remember early on speaking to a patient of ours, you know, early on, you talk to many patients to hear what's going on, which is awesome. And I still try to do that, but, you know, more time for it at the beginning. And what this patient said was, you know, I had done a high dose mushroom trip in the past and it really scared the pants off me. I couldn't handle it. I had to take months to kind of rebuild my life. What I saw, I wasn't ready for. I think they described it as a premature opening of the third eye. Something like, I just wasn't prepared for what I saw. I wasn't prepared to be met with the parts of myself that, that I was met with. And, you know, they did derive benefit in the end, of course, but it was a very harrowing several months of needing to piece their life back together. And what this patient told me was, this stuff is so gentle. This stuff allows me this sweet, easy freedom to do the exploration that I, you know, ended up doing with the psilocybin, but psilocybin whacked me in the head. This was just this gradual, gentle approach. I never felt like I was losing my wits. I never felt like I didn't know who I was. I was never frightened. It was just a handheld, gentle experience of coming to ultimately the same place, which is deeper self-love, more self-knowledge, greater insight, more openness, more connection. So that I'd love to sort of highlight as the value proposition, both for listeners of yours who are, you know, potential patients, people who are thinking, gosh, I would really like to make a journey toward self-discovery, greater self-love, greater ease, and for potential therapists who are listening. And I have like a much bigger message as a therapist, but yeah, I don't want to just talk without answering any questions.
I really wanted to interject here and just I appreciate you mentioning it right off the bat, because I think there's a lot of misconception with a lot of people when you talk about ketamine. There's fear. Like, oh, I don't know if I want to try this. It kind of brings back images of the 1960s and 70s, the drug culture. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little scary. And then there's the kind of the opposite side of things where it gets so hyped up and it's like, this is a silver bullet. And there's a balance here. And I like how you just kind of presented that right at the beginning. Yeah. That, you know, it's, yes, it's different, but it different doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that this is could be a really good avenue to really seek through maybe other therapies that haven't helped yet. And maybe this can be really helpful for those who maybe are on that the cusp of looking into it more. And then there's, like you mentioned, there's the therapists, the clinicians on that side where maybe they're wanting to get this into their practice and they want to learn more about that. Right. I know we have a dual purpose here, but I think it's while I have you, I want to talk about both angles here, both sides. And so let's start with, if you don't mind, let's start with the patient, the potential patient. Right. Now you mentioned telehealth, your telehealth. That means that anywhere, not just anywhere. I know we talked about what you're in how many states?
I believe currently 27. We were up to 29 and some state lock it. Yeah. But we will keep checking. Check our joyous.team is the page. And with the 28 or 27 states that we're in, we do cover over 70% of U.S. population.
Well, that's fantastic. And the odds of if you're listening to this, that you might be able to really seek help here on your state is pretty high. And like Sharon mentioned, go to the website. Now, and by the way, I'll put it on the show notes so you can go to it and check out what if your state is there, and then you can reach out and start the process. So talk a little bit about what it's like for patients to do this.
Yeah.
That way it might answer some questions and ease some concerns.
Yeah, I can talk both about the logistical process of going through the program and what it feels like to be on the medicine.
Perfect.
We'll start with the former. you come to our site, we have at least one questionnaire that rules out some major contraindications, uncontrolled blood pressure, history of cerebral hemorrhaging, psychosis. Unfortunately, a history of psychosis is prohibitive. There are a couple of other indications that suggest it's not a good match. Provided that these first red flags are not present, you then fill out a longer intake form. It's like a 15 or 20 minute long written intake that looks at your medical history, psychological history, a couple of other factors, kind of a standard psychiatric intake. Provided, again, there are no red flags there that we missed the first time around, you then have a telehealth appointment with a provider in your state. So over Zoom, it's actually no longer Zoom. We built an in-house one, but that's the idea. And again, if that goes well, you've had your questions answered, the provider is convinced this is a good fit for you, you then receive the package of medicine to your home. I should mention the cost of this is $129 a month, which is at this point the most affordable ketamine treatment that we know of. So the package arrives at your house and you begin receiving text messages daily with instructions for how much to take, when to take it, because over the years, plus our chief medical officer's original protocol accounted for some of this, we've found some indications of whether it's better for you to take it in the morning, in the evening, right before bed. You may also get instructions to split the dose across time. That seems to work well for certain indications. So you answer these daily check-ins for at least the first 6 weeks, kind of telling us your mood, your symptoms, your side effects. And on the basis of that, we know whether to raise, lower, suggest other things with your dose, as I mentioned. And there is an online community where you can, there's a big forum, pretty active, that people really support and talk to one another. I do live meditations at least twice a week with the patients that have been really lovely. There are many digital therapeutics that we've put out there in terms of there are a couple of courses on like nervous system regulation. I have several more in the works on self-compassion, on healthy relationship with any source of addiction, on vocal healing. There's a woman who came in. We have a couple more coming out quite soon. And so that is what it means to be in the program. After 6 weeks, you can decide to switch to weekly check-ins instead of daily. Some people choose to stay daily. They like the routine of sort of thinking about how am I doing today, which is great. That's a good thing to stick with if you like to. But then the experience of the medicine itself. We start people out very, very, very low, 15 milligrams. And the form factor, I keep forgetting to bring my troche pack so you guys can see it. But the form factor is these little waxy cubes. And they're like tobacco snuff in that they go kind of here between cheek and gum and they absorb in there. You don't have to hold your saliva and spit it out, which some people are familiar with from other lozenges with ketamine. So they just absorb 15 milligrams at 25% bioavailability. That means that about 25% of the medicine actually enters the bloodstream with this form factor. It's really low. That's, 3 to 4 milligrams of ketamine. Very, very low. Most people don't even really feel the first few times that they take it. And we really only slowly raise people up until the point that we see that their symptoms are dropping and they're tolerating the medication. And the side effect profile is actually pretty favorable. Few patients have significant problems. The ones who do, we work with, you could have a little bit of lightheadedness is quite normal. That's actually kind of part of the experience. And some people grow to quite like it. There's a feeling of spaciousness with it. Some people don't like it. And we work with them on, let's sit down. Let's close your eyes. Let's lie down. Few people experience some nausea. It tends to be more of a visual nausea, kind of like car sickness, as opposed to a more physiological stomach-based nausea. So similar kind of feedback, lie down. Sometimes if it does feel like it's more of a physical nausea, which can happen, we make recommendations around eating small meals beforehand, not eating too fatty. Worst case scenario, we can prescribe an anti-nausea medication as well. So we deal with the side effect profiles. We have nursing teams that are active to deal with all that. As you get up to the dose that we feel is the appropriate dose, we're calling it partial dissociation. So what that is, if people have familiarity with certain meditations in later forms of Buddhism that really start to approach what's known as spacious awareness, there's a real similarity between the psycholytic ketamine state and what's known as spacious awareness. So to describe that state, there is a sense of openness. There's a sense of some nervous system relaxation happening, a sense of like a release of some of the resistance and tension that we sort of hold on a subconscious but like consistent basis. You know, I heard someone say, I didn't know how much anxiety I was carrying, that layer of 20% of anxiety, until it just lifted. For the first time, which is, it's a beautiful thing to hear. So there's that nervous system relaxation. There's a reduction in narrative thought. The chattering mind sort of quiets. You can just kind of more naturally be present. There's a great sense of spacious. So because ketamine is a dissociative, at these partial dissociation ranges, what that really means is there's a psychological distance between your sense of self and the sensations of your body and your nervous system. It's really, it's a spacious state. Some people describe it as being both in and out of their body. Like there isn't, I'm both inside my body and can kind of feel the space around me. I feel bigger than my body. I feel like I can tolerate the sensations of my nervous system with so much more ease because they're not as big as all of me. I am suddenly bigger than they are. So that's a nice way to describe it. Those are some of the things that the states have in common. I would say that in Buddhist meditation, if you're dropping the spacious awareness, there's generally a bit more clarity than there is with the ketamine state. I don't think that most people describe it as, you know, extremely lucid, extremely clear. There's more of a fuzziness to it. They're not synonymous, but they share enough characteristics that the psycholytic ketamine state can become, one, a profound view into the operating system underneath the chattering mind. It can become a way for people to really connect to what you might call their true nature, what IFS calls self, what DBT calls wise mind, you know, the baseline that is open, compassionate, unperturbed by, a little more equanimous, unperturbed by the day-to-day. It's a clear state. It's a beautiful, clear state to drop into. And the second thing, it's not only this glimpse into your true nature, more really quite naturally, it's that this is such a profound skill building opportunity because of this, because of the spaciousness that one therapist described in a video that's on our site as a blanket of safety. She says, I feel like clients are coming to the sessions with a blanket of safety. Suddenly they can go there.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
With the material that perhaps they haven't been ready to. So patients should know, potential patients should know that that state is available to them. If they decide to build some skills around, you know, a better relationship with self, it's available. It's less overwhelming than it generally would be. It's perhaps even pleasurable. And because ketamine is a known neuroplastic agent, there's a real potential for the skills that you work on, the habits that you set, to last in a meaningful way.
Well, I think that sounds pretty incredible. And the fact that you mentioned how much it is, it's not much at all. That is a, I think, another misconception with a lot of people, that ketamine therapy is so expensive they can't afford it.
Right.
And you're also offering a way to, you can't use the excuse, well, you're too far away, because it's right. Telehealth. And so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
What would be, so I really appreciate your explanation there, that description. It was really helpful. what would be kind of the typical patient, what they're struggling with? Is there, do you find kind of a common thread of what they're struggling with?
Sure. Well, now we've treated over 84,000 patients. So with a group that big, there isn't like the prototypical patient. That said, the people who come to us, they do fall into several, think about it from like a user experience perspective. You do have a couple of personas, but there's such variance that not everyone falls into some of them. Many people are experiencing just a high level of stress and anxiety, kind of a baseline level of I'm burnt out. I'm tired. I have work anxiety performance. I just don't feel at ease in my life. That's a big one. We have, not necessarily at work. We have many moms, many middle-aged moms who are coming in. I'm burnt out. Mm. Yeah, that's real. That is real. And I'm a middle-aged mom. So I definitely appreciate being able to connect with those people. We have some young, we run the range from 18 to, I think the oldest patient I've met was 84, 85. And some of the people in later life are doing really beautiful work. Mm. Like they're at a time where they're here to reflect. They're here to legacy. They're here to, to leave the world in the way that they want to, being the person that they most want to be. And they have more time too. They're no longer, grinding on their young children and their 8-hour work days. So I've seen some really beautiful stuff in that front. So the people who come in, many are treatment-resistant depression, which is the classic research topic with ketamine. But not everyone. Like we've certainly had people come in through the door and say, I'm not treatment resistant. My Prozac works, but I haven't had satisfying sex in 15 years. And honestly, I feel a little bit numb and it works, but can I still come in? And we say, yes, let's give it a shot. We've had many, many patients come off of traditional SSRIs that were not working for them. And as a result of ketamine. So we do get the anxious people. We do get the depressive people. We do take PTSD as an indication. It's extremely rare. I haven't personally seen PTSD without anxiety or depression. That comorbidity seems like almost a given. Mm-hmm. But we do have many people in the door who come in with PTSD. And we looked at that category of people and saw that the drops in we look at depression and anxiety scores regularly. We are only now implementing the PCL-5, which is a standardized PTSD rating mechanism. And we haven't quite decided like how we're going to follow up on that one, because right now it's in our intake, but just giving you some behind the scenes stuff. So I can't speak to PTSD symptoms specifically, is I guess what I'm saying. But in terms of the depression and anxiety scores for people who came in with PTSD, they have dropped significantly. They look much like our general population. So that is really encouraging. And we are actually going to start running a PTSD randomized control trial, hopefully in January. So Nice. Yeah, we're really, really excited about that.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it sounds like the results are incredible. But we do want to say it may not be for everybody. So I would say the best thing to do if you're listening and you're maybe wondering for yourself or maybe a loved one that's been struggling and they've been on medication on and off and nothing seems to help, maybe look into this. And what people can do is just contact you, go through the screening process and find out if it's going to work for them or not. Sounds like a pretty easy process.
Yeah, you're actually not asked to pay until after your telehealth appointment. So if you have questions for the provider and you are not going to be charged money until you decide, yes, I want to do this. So please do come in, talk to the providers.
I like that.
They're here to answer questions. Yeah.
You are literally destroying any obstacle that somebody might have, which is incredible. So great. I really appreciate that. Well, let's just switch gears just a moment. We talked about offering for patients and what that does for them. Now let's talk about the clinician side. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are a lot of clinicians that are listening that they have wondered about maybe looking into offering this somehow with their practice. Mm-hmm. What's that procedure like?
Awesome. Yeah, this is my pet project right now, so I'm very excited to talk about it. So Joyous for Therapists is a project that we launched a couple of months ago. This month, November 2025, we are coming out with a certificate program, fully APA approved, CEU credits, in collaboration with a school called Palo Alto University. And it will be the first of its kind training for using these low doses of ketamine. So there are plenty of psychedelic dosing. Again, I don't want to get into the whether it's psychedelic or not. The high dose ketamine is that's available. You can get those already. This program that's coming out this month for the low dose stuff is one of a kind. And it is quite different for several reasons that I'd love to delineate. So first of all, while we do have a certificate program, the training required to work with these low doses is less in terms of a time commitment and certainly in terms of a monetary commitment. We're aiming to make this available for $200, honestly, just because I want skin in the game. I think people don't value what they're given for free. And if you contact me and say, I'm a young in my career, I work only with low income, let's talk about it. I can make that available. So this certificate program is shorter than anything you would have to do for psychedelic, because the risk for psychiatric emergency and the risk for medical emergency is pretty negligible. First of all, they're working with us, your clients. So we are the medical partner here. All of that is taken care of already. They're pre-screened. We work with them on side effects. They're used to these doses. They're taking them at home and they're bringing them into the sessions with you. So the likelihood of a medical emergency is basically non-existent. We haven't seen it. We've treated 84,000 patients on these doses, never been a medical emergency. And what I would say about psychiatric emergency is this is similar to any other depth work. There is always a risk with something like EMDR that someone will become destabilized, especially if there's not proper client selection, which we do talk about in the training. You wouldn't want to do EMDR with someone who doesn't have any support system and is not in stable housing right now, because they might see something they're not ready to hold on their own. Mm-hmm. Same thing applies here. Exact same thinking. You need to do some proper screening. Is this the right time? Is this person going through a divorce and a job loss and their mom just passed? There are various considerations that you as a clinician make in deciding whether or not to take on this client of yours for psychoanalytic therapy right now. But provided that those are done well, the risk for psychiatric emergency is quite negligible. These are very low doses. Essentially, what you're getting is a client who's walking in just less resistant, more open, more at ease, and more ready to do the work. So my original selling point to therapists was, you are doing the exact work you were already doing. It's your client who's walking in more receptive. Mm-hmm. And like, who wouldn't want that? Mm-hmm. A client who's more ready to do the work that you want to do with them. There's several selling points here. Something like a high dose ketamine session typically it's done with a preparation session ahead of time, a 3 to 4 hour session at least for the experience itself, and then an integration session after. And during the 3 to 4 hour session, you might start with a prayer or a meditation, setting the scene some way. And then the client takes their medicine, they lie down with eye shades, with music, and they're kind of in their own experience. Every once in a while, they will say something, you can write it down. And then your primary work is the preparation and integration. This is different. I love to tell the story. My best friend's a psychiatrist who went to the Psychedelic Science Conference, I think in 23. It's the MAPS organization, the ones who pushed mm-hmm. through or tried to push, excuse me, MDMA research. And she said there was a couple session done on psycholytic ketamine. And the facilitators were Dick Schwartz and Sunny Strasberg, who also does IFS. And she said it was actually quite boring to watch because it was just a regular session. It just was going well. And I think that's really the selling point. The patient is not lying down with their eye shades on. They're engaged in session with you. They're fully oriented. They're able to converse. They're able to direct their attentional system. It's just that they're coming in with ease and it's going well. And again, because it's a a neuroplastic agent, you can expect that the work you do, if it's, properly integrated into the client's life, can really have a chance to last, quite significantly. What else would I say? You can do this in your own office. You don't need a space for them to lie down with eye shades. You can do it over telehealth, certainly. But one of the harder restrictions is that we recommend not driving for 2 hours after. And so that, you know, that can pose a problem for some people if they're coming into the office, if there's no Uber, if there's no coffee shop to sit around afterwards. So that is a logistical consideration for sure, which makes telehealth, you know, somewhat more appealing for some people. But we still think it's worth it. Often with the higher doses of ketamine, the recommendation is don't drive for the entire full day after. And it's like, well, okay, can't do that every week. Also, because the experience itself lasts about 45 minutes to an hour, so it does fit in within a regular 50-minute session. I have heard some therapists say, I prefer to book a longer session just for spaciousness, just, you know, to set the intention, to do a little meditation together and then take the dose. That's fine. That's the, you know, clinician's choice and clinician plus client together. But that said, I don't think it's necessary, as opposed to the higher dose stuff where it's you're not going to get them out of there in 50 minutes. You're going to have to schedule 3 hours or so. So those, and the therapist collaboration program is entirely free except for this training. We just want to hold your hand as you consider trying this out, to support you, to encourage you, to let you know you've got this, and it's a tool in a toolbox that is quite profound and can make a pretty significant impact on your client's well-being.
Yeah, and I think that sounds like an exciting opportunity for a lot of clinicians that would like to add something more to their practice.
Yeah.
And the beauty of this is that they have you and your organization that does the medical part of it, has it all down. You've been doing this for a while, but you're now offering a way to partner with other therapists across the United States, except for those few states that you're not not offering it in. But it sounds like a seamless process there too. So if a clinician is listening to this, do they contact your organization, or is there a different place for them to go to?
So that the website is joyous.team/therapy. Okay. So that's pretty easy. Hopefully you put that in the show notes too.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That'll go in the show notes as well.
And they're welcome to contact me or my team with any questions. I am Sharon at joyous.team, and the team is therapy@joyous.team, and happy to converse with anyone who has any questions.
Nice. Well, that's fantastic. This has been a great episode, just talking to you about ketamine and what that means, the assisted therapy, and what offering to therapists as well. This is just a well-rounded topic, and I really appreciate you coming on the show. I have one more thing I would like to ask you, if you don't mind. So this is kind of on the spot. I'm putting you on the spot here. But if you had to leave us with a parting word of encouragement or wisdom when it comes to this topic, what would you say?
Yeah, I would say that the best uses of this protocol that I've seen are people who come in wanting to reset, wanting to shake up where they are. They use the medicine with, let's say, 6 months within real intentionality. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to develop self-compassion. I'm going to bring this into therapy. One quote that I really quite like that I share a lot, but it's one patient told us, on my own, I use this medicine to build positive mental habits with my therapist. I dig into the tough stuff. And she used a different word there, but like, that's,
you get the point.
And that's, yeah. And so they spend those 6 months building the positive mental habits, working with their therapist on their sources of trauma. Mm-hmm. And then they graduate, we call it. Okay, I did good. I don't want to be on medicine for the rest of my life. And they go on feeling really quite renewed. And that's our hope. We definitely don't want people needing to take medicine for the rest of their lives. We want them making some big changes. Yeah.
You want them joyous.
Yeah.
See what I did there? No? Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. You know, this is all about trying to get to a place in your life where you feel better. Yeah. So many people are not doing well.
Yeah.
And for a number of reasons, and I talk to them every single day. I have clients every day. And there, a lot of people are just struggling with so many different things at different levels. And this is just an opportunity to get more help. It's another tool, as you mentioned earlier, a tool in the toolbox that you can use to get better. And that's what it's all about. Well, Sharon, so nice to talk with you and meet with you. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and about ketamine therapy and your program, both for patients interested in getting the therapy and also for clinicians who are maybe interested in getting it into their practice and maybe part of their what they do as well in their therapy. So it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a lot of fun. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And what I thank all of you who are listening, and I really want to encourage you to go to the website. It's going to be on the show notes and check out Joyous PBD. And it's
PBC.
Right there. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, I got it wrong, didn't I? D's. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.